Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.
You heard it there first, Whānau. I'm joined in the studio by Jordan with a Y. How you doing?
What's up? And what's up to everyone who's listening? How lucky am I to be here?
So blessed. And the sun's shining through. You came through just at golden hour. It's crazy.
Yeah, just in time for someone to come and take pictures.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy. Well, we were talking before. You went to the PMAs last night. How was that?
Yeah, it was so cool. You know what? I'm always just a fan of like celebrating just brown excellence.
Facts.
You know?
Facts.
Like, I'll always turn up to something like that. So it was very beautiful. It was awesome to celebrate everyone's wins, everyone's nominations, and just, yeah, seeing some of my friends.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, doing cool things.
And we were talking earlier about the AMAs. You performed at the AMAs. And yes. you were amazing.
That was crazy.
The whole thing was crazy, to be honest with you.
The whole day was crazy. Like, the fact that I did that, I still cannot believe it.
Yeah. It was like the Māori Avengers.
It was like the Māori, like that's Māori what Avengers. It felt like. And I felt like Ant-Man, you know, like, yeah. Am I actually a part of the group?
You're not Ant-Man, G. Well, I mean, Ant-Man you saves know, like, him in the end, so like, all I'm saying is...
I just was like, am I a part of this? Or am I? Did I just daydream the whole thing? But I felt so, yeah, wow, yeah. That happened.
Did you have a favourite moment? Was there an interaction that you look back at and be like, damn?
You know, like, that very last waiata with Whaia Hinewihi.
That was crazy.
She's just... iconic anyway, and I've got so much love and respect for her. I'm standing on the stage, I'm like looking in front, she's there, then I turn and there's like Stan Walker and like, Macy Rika. Turn to my right, there's like Rob Ruha, and I'm like, this is crazy.
It was insane.
And me and the bro Mohi were kind of buzzing out a bit. Oh, my phone's going off. Naughty girl. Turn that off.
Yeah, no, it was a beautiful night, man. And I was so just stoked to see these beautiful Māori people on stage killing it. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I want to talk about your music because... You're an interesting artist in so far as you haven't released an album yet, but your music's spread so far. Like, what, over 2 million streams on Brown Melodies?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. What's that like?
I honestly, there's no strategy behind that. That was honestly giving it a go. So if anyone out there is just like, should I give something a go? Like, you don't necessarily have to have a fixed plan for anything.
Yeah.
I think if you just love... the sounds that you're making. And I think too, it's a testament to like, I have grown up loving a range of sounds in music, and I think that comes out in all of these singles I've been able to create. They're all just very different vibes, but they're all things that I vibe with.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think I've been lucky to do that before this year, focusing on working on an album and like having a consistent kind of sound.
You did kind of touch on the album there, so I'm going to circle back and ask you about the album in a little bit.
Yeah.
But I wanted to start with a kind of corny question. I'm not going to ask you what your inspirations were.
Yeah.
That's done. That's over. That's trite. But I did want to ask, when you'll be making this album, what things have you been listening to? Because I feel like you don't want to fill your brain with stuff that's not going to necessarily help the artistic process.
Yeah. You know, I listen to a lot of 80s soul. That's like my comfort music. That's like when I'm feeling a bit like overstimulated or just like the days are a bit busy, I'll often go back to listening to like Luther Vandross, James Ingram, a lot of just like real 80s soul music. And that's really because my mum listened to a lot of that, and so that was me as a kid listening to Stevie Wonder and Motown, a lot of Motown. And I think melody wise that's how it comes through in my writing process. And so but then the collaborative process when I'm working with producers is I'll work with kind of the sounds that I know that they create, because I'm usually a fan of their sounds.
True.
Yeah. And then I find that I'll kind of bring that sort of melody influences, and it kind of just
you do your research. That's really amazing, because I think often it's the other way around, but that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out mum, though. Is mum listening?
Shout out mum. She's probably not listening. She'll probably be like, she honestly doesn't know what I'm up to half the time. Yeah. She'll be like, that's great, darling. Good for you.
That's amazing. Yeah. You're killing it. She's like, she don't know.
Yeah, she don't know, but we love her.
Speaking of killing it, I am excited to hear some of your music, so I won't chat too long, even though I'm enjoying this. What song do you have up for us first?
Okay. I've got Brown Melodies, the 2 mil streams one. I just want to start off by saying, I apologize, I'm not a guitarist, but we're going to have fun with this.
Mm.
Golden lights are dancing on my skin, making love to melanin. Hey, in the early hours when the dew is kissing double ones, breaking, and it's a morning song. Melodies from deities singing along, singing along. A morning song. Melodies from deities. Listen, rivers are bathing me, springs hydrating me, oceans of flavor and soul in my head to my feet. And I'm not scared of the dark. I got the cross of the southern sky guiding my deepest nights, multitudes holding my spine. We gon' be fine. Melodies from deities singing along, singing along. A morning song. Melodies from deities singing along, singing along. A morning song. Melodies from singing with me now. B-R-O-W-N, B-R-O-W-N, B-R-O-W-N. From deity singing, B-R-O-W-N, B-R-O-W-N, B-R-O-W-N. Melodies from deity singing along, singing along. I'm a morning song. Melodies from deity singing along, singing along. A morning song. Melodies from deity sing.
Yes! That was so tight. That's crazy. I was like, in my heart of hearts, I was like, can I ask if she's playing around melodies? Because I love that song. I love that song so much.
It's always fun to do. And to be honest, I only know two of my songs on the guitar. So well, it's part of the repertoire.
Yeah. That's what's up. I mean, it makes it easy to pick the set list.
It does.
Yeah, that song is so beautiful. How long ago did you write that?
I wrote it in 2019.
Damn.
While I was at a full immersion Reo Māori course.
Sick.
Yeah, so
Which one?
It was at Takiura.
Oh, cool,
yeah.
cool.
So
cool.
At the time it was based in Royal Oak, Central Auckland. And yeah, I was just like learning about Atua Māori.
Yo.
But I didn't quite have the reel to write just then, just at that time. So I had written it and I kind of sat on it for a couple of years until I got some funding and then I could put it into a song.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know what's crazy is speaking about full immersion, I've got a friend who's doing full immersion at Te Wānanga o Aotearoa.
Yes.
In Pōneke. And she sent me your song, Raumati.
Crazy.
And she was like, have you heard this song? I love this song. And I knew you. I know you. And I listened to it and I was like, this is so tight. But she's geeked. Like,
I love that.
She's in love with you. So yeah.
That's crazy. I love that. And I love that too, because that's so my story as well, right? Yeah. Like, as you're reclaiming, you learn not just the language, but you're learning more about the world, like Māori world, the way that we see things, the way we interpret. And it makes so much sense in Aotearoa. Yes. It's like you're finally seeing our home for the first time properly.
Yeah.
So I love that other reclaimers are, as they're on their hiding, they can listen to these songs and they get it, you know?
It's that deep, man. It's so beautiful. Yeah, for real. And speaking of Raumati, it's coming up. How are you feeling about it?
I'm very excited for summer. I feel like we've got a lot lined up for it. It's going to be a busy summer, but a great summer.
For real, yeah. I think so too. I think maybe our country went through a bit of a depressive phase after COVID.
Oh, for sure.
Man, people were out here down bad.
I do feel like, though, I don't know what was in our tap water at the time. Yeah. Probably really not good things, but I feel like a lot of New Zealand artists, just like especially a lot of the emerging ones, something in that year happened to a lot of us that we all went so... I don't know, insane or something, that we couldn't hold our creativity to ourselves. Yeah. So it just kind of has become this overflow of amazing emerging artists.
You're so right. And I think there's maybe I've got a bit of a bias because, you know, I live in Tamaki Makaurau. But I feel like there's so much stuff happening here.
Well, like, we got hit real bad.
Yeah.
that 2020.
See,
so
I wasn't
here
for that. Yeah, so I was chilling. But yeah, you're so right. Maybe there's a, it'll be interesting. I'm not a big data guy, but to see the spike of like songs released.
Yeah. Or just like people being brave enough to just post their stuff out on line and like, I don't know. I became aware of it at least from 2020. I just realized, wow, there's so many, which I love. Yeah. That's so cool for us.
And you collaborate with a few of them too. You've been to some like song hubs?
Yes.
Yeah. How are those?
They're incredible. They're incredible. That I would say that the song hubs that I went to was honestly like the catalyst for this career.
Dang.
Because it put me in contact with not just other artists, but like other producers and then also other New Zealand music industry people. So I wasn't, because it can be really lonely, like when you're just putting out your own songs and you're working quite isolated a lot of the time. Yeah,
and difficult to navigate in terms of just like everything else.
100%.
Yeah.
All the business side of music, like
it
it's so
to be a musician.
Right,
yeah.
Like it just so it helped me kind of learn how to navigate all of that side as well.
That's a beautiful outcome of that, man. I won't keep you any longer. I'd love to hear this next song. What do you have up for us next?
Yeah, so this is, I'll do it's like a little half and half. So it's Raumati, but it's also Seen Tonight, because they both kind of share the same backbone.
Say this.
Okay, sorry, start again. Kuaroa nei te wā, ka hanga wahi ne ta aakurua, huri haere te ao kia mahana. Re re ana, ko ngā manua re, hua whakatina na I te wai ata. Piki ngā hou ora, kia rongo I te ahurutanga o ta manui e whakautu ana I te karangaranga ine rau mati, rau mati tui tui a ana e te iere manu ngarangi rere hua he wai ata e tohu ana I te rau mati, rau mati, rau mati, rau mati. It's been a while since we went out. Winter days pull the sun down. I'm ready to get on out tonight. But I'll be honest, it's more about the outfit and who I'm out with. I want a good time. I want a good time. I'm gonna wear mismatched earrings, long lashes, hair bigger than my platform heels, tiny clutch, cause I wanna be seen tonight. Seen tonight. See me in my long flared pants, waist snatched with a belt to match, up sharp jacket oversized, how I like it being seen tonight. Seen tonight. Oh, I wanna be seen tonight. Seen tonight. But it's more about the outfit and who I'm out with. We're out here being seen. And I'm not sorry about my friend's bad behavior. She's out here being seen. Boom, boom, ba-di-da-di-doo. Boom, ba-di-da-di-doo. Boom, ba-di-da-di-doo. Whoa, seen tonight. Seen tonight. Boom, boom, ba-di-da-di-doo. Boom, ba-di-da-di-doo. Boom, ba-di-da-di-doo. Boom, 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 boom. Seen tonight. Seen tonight.
Yeah!
Thank you.
There needs to be more of us. That was so sick. That was so sick. I can just tell how much you love that from your... there was me in here and Molly was outside.
Yes.
There's like no one else in here, but the facial expressions.
And we were just vibing.
The energy, yeah. Like, and it's just us too. That's like the level of performance you don't really get. So that's so beautiful.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you.
That carries through to that. Yeah, man. That was so awesome. I do want to finish up with a question about what you got coming up next, because you got to plug your stuff.
Yes.
You got to do it.
So I've got an album dropping in 2 weeks. September 13th is going to be my debut album. It's called Hibiscus Moon.
Sheesh.
Love and Justice. Fully reo rua bilingual. So every
That's
song
awesome.
Is reo Māori and reo Pākehā. And hopefully just feels like a cool, I don't know, like R&B kind of poppy urban South Auckland sound.
I love that.
Yeah.
You're pitching it to me. I'm sold.
Yeah.
I'm right there, man. I'm right there. Thank you so much for joining us today. That was so lovely. Join
Thank you so much for having me.
Ah, you're on 95 BFM Drive. We'll be back after a little bit. Ah, how good.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to McLeod's Brewery.